Because I think it is really important that teachers think about their own personal relationship to this topic.
Yeah, interesting, because I don't remember ever being taught the British Empire at school at all. You know, I just didn't encounter it at school at all. And at university, I did one short module on British India, and I found it totally boring because it was dominated by kind of diplomatic history, really, foreign policy, some economic history, but mainly kind of British foreign policy. And I can remember thinking at the time, what about the other voices, really? Are there any disagreements here? What about the evidence base? What about interpretations? And none of that was ever considered. So, yeah, so my formal education completely put me off learning about the British Empire. In the late 80s, I was a VSO, a voluntary service overseas teacher in Tanzania. And I can remember telling my father that I was going to go to Tanzania for 2 years and teach. And he said, oh, that's where your grandfather was in the First World War. While I was there, I became fascinated by the kind of cultural legacy of imperialism in East Africa.
And Priya, I kind of wonder whether you could just share how, in personal terms, you know, you arrived at this interest in this topic of empire and, you know, what stimulates your interest in it.
Well, in a way, I was brought up with it, you know, at home. In a similar way to Michael, I didn't encounter it at school at all, really. I remember studying one lesson on the Mughals in, I think it was year 10, because I opted to do GCSE for history. And then, you know, a little bit in A-levels, Pitt and the India Act, that kind of stuff, came into 18th century history. But it was very much, I was brought up with a sense of the British Raj existed. I born and brought up in a British Sikh Punjabi family, and not in a particularly Asian area either. I grew up in High Wycombe in Buckinghamshire, so we were in a minority there. But it was in the films, you know, the Bollywood movies. I remember watching 1942, A Love Story, which has, you know, the romantic couple and their little romance gets hijacked with a need to fight the British and fight for independence and that kind of thing. And others about partition and that as well. And movies like about Bhagat Singh, who was the Indian freedom fighter. So, you know, I grew up with this kind of stuff that we saw on the weekends, but then never saw it reflected in my school curriculum.